Okay, we're going to start the Mishnah, the Perek. Mishnah says like this. We learned already in Maseches Tmura that you have the Chamisha Chatois HaMeses. By a Kom Chatas, there's Miyuchad Kedinim, where because it's not Roy for Kapore, it goes L'misa. So in Tmura we learned that those Chatois, once they take on the status of Misa, so there's no din of Me'ila. That's really what it's doing here. So the Mishnah lists the Chatois HaMesos and breaks it into two categories. Vlad Chatos, Tmuris Chatos, V'Chatos HaMesu Ba'alel. If you have a Vlad Chatos, a Tmuris Chatos, or Chatos that was Mesu Ba'alel, all of these, you're Musa. They go L'misa. Then the Mishnah breaks the next two from the first three, because these three, we'll see in the Gemara, are in all cases. Meaning, the first three, no matter what, they go for Misa. If the Bailam, if it's a Tmura, or it's a Vlad of Achatas, or it's Mesu Ba'aleh, it goes L'misa no matter what. But if it's Ibra Shnosa, if it was Ibra Shnosa, or of the Nimtzes Baal Hazmum, either it went past its age, or it was found after it already got a mum. The halacha is like this: Imi shekipua balim, then tomus, then it also joins the chatois hameses. If the balim already had a kapora, then they said tmur, you can make tmur. Now this is going back on all the cases. Loinenin v'loimoyalin. There's no Hanoah, no Me'ilah. Ve'im ad sheloi kipua bailim, and if the Chatas was found prior to the Bailim being miskapel, so then the halacha is tirat shetistoyev v'timocheh v'yichu b'damoy acheres. Then you buy another one. So since it's not nitche l'gamri, so it's oisa tmura. Now there is a din of Tmura, Umayalimba, and there's a din of Me'ilah. Now the Gemara asks, why in the Reisha did it make no distinction? Maishno Reisha, the Loi Kamaflik. The Reisha just gives a din Misa, Umayishno Sefer, the Kamaflik. So the Gemara explains, Reisha Psikole. The Reisha is in all cases, Sefer Loi Psikole. The Sefer is only if the Bailam already got a Kapora. Says the Gemara, Tonele Gabi Tmura. We had this mission already in Meseches Tmura. Tanohosa Mishum Tmura. Tanohocha Mishum Mila. Two separate halachas. Over there we learned about it because it's Negea Tilchas Tmura. And over here we learned about it was Negea Tilchas Mila. Now we're going to read the next mission also because there's a connection between the two sugyas. The Mishnah says, Hamafrish Mois L'Nezihusai. Somebody's mafresh money for his korban naziris. So the nazir brings three korbanas, chatas, oila, and shlamim. And obviously, the chatas and the oila, there's a din of me'ila. And obviously, in shlamim, there's no din of me'ila. The shlamim has me'ila only after zrika on the emurim. But otherwise, there's no din of me'ila. So now you have the money that you were mafresh, right? You have all this money. And the shaila is there a din me'ilah on the money? So without any cheshbonos, logic would dictate, two-thirds of it, there's a din of me'ilah. And on one-third, there's no din of me'ilah. The money that's designated for the shlomim, no din of me'ilah, just like the shlomim itself. The money that's designated for a chatas and an oila, avadeh, there should be a me'ilah. There's no shaila. So that would be the logic. So the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, "Loi nehanim v'loi mayalim." You're not allowed to be havanah, but there's no me'ilah. Why? Mipnei she'ruyin kulam or mipnei she'ruyin lavoi kulam shlamim. Because the money could be used for a shlamim. There are two ways to read the Mishnah. One simple way, which Rashi doesn't learn. And that's Tosfos takes that approach. Tosfos learns the reason why there's no din of Meila, if you look at Tosfos, look at the little Tosfos, Amafresh Mois, Lenezichusay, Loi Nanim, Vele Moel. Says Tosfos, Mipnei, Sheim Ruyim Lovo, Ekulo Shlomim. When you separate money for your Shlomim and you don't specifically designate, according to Tosfos, you don't specifically designate what's going for what, you could take all the money, use it for a Shlomim. So according to Tosfos, there is no Dmei Kotche Kotchem here. There's no money from Kotche Kotchem here, necessarily. There may be its potential, but right now you have nothing here. The only thing you have here, minimally, is Shlomim. The money is designated for the very least a Korban Shlomim, not more than that. So there can't be a Dinamila, because the money could all be used for a Shlomim. That's definitely simple, easy, poshut. Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Why is a different parasha? Why? But he disagrees with Tosfos. And Rashi says an unbelievable chiddush, not just here, but in other places as well. Rashi learns that in fact, even if the money can only be used for the kotche kadoshim as well, it doesn't make a difference. Rashi holds, he's still not moyal. Because since part of the money could be used for Shlomim, and we don't know where that part is, within this money, some of the money is the Mei Shlomim, so therefore there's no Dinam Nehla. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Keloima, the kol money umone, on every money that we have here, Motsinan Lameima, we can say, Hifrish L'Shlomim, this money was separated for Shlomim. We already learned in the first parak that there's no me'ilah by kashim kalim till after zrika. Kedamin in parakama kashim kalim till zrika as dam ain ma'ilim. Okay. So Rashi only partially answers what would be bothering you. What should be bothering you is, one second, forget if you use all of it. It's mashma even if you use all of it. Right? But Rashi, it only answers part of the question. It says, well, why be mekel? Be machmer. Why are you being mekel here? Be machmer. You're saying, well, I could bring a shlomim with some of the money. Yeah, but I could bring an oiler also. So it could be the money that I used was oiler money. So why do we go to kula, go to chumra? That's Rashi's question. So Rashi says, if that's the case, my time was a little. So Rashi says, so why are we being maker? Just the opposite. Let's be machma. So Rashi says, the amrit, if you're going to say, kula muyim lavi oil, what do you want to tell me? Let's look at it the other way. All of the money is, on every money, you could say it's roi for a carbon oil. And therefore, maybe there's a din of meal. Ika meal bakul. Mikol Mokoim, says Rashi, Dmei Shlomim Ika Benayu. The Einom B'nei Me'ilah. There's money here that has to go for a Shlomim. Not all of it, but some of it. And therefore, says Rashi, the Maisi Alayo Korban Me'ilah. If you're going to go now and bring a Korban Me'ilah, Ishtakach the Komaisi Chulun La'azora. You're going to bring Chulun La'azora. Can't do that. You're going to be Chulun the Beis HaMikdash. So since you're going to bring chulin to Beis Hamikdash, that doesn't work. Hilkach lekula loinenin v'lemayon. So Rashi says, therefore we go lekula. Okay, there are two gaping holes that Rashi didn't fill. Number one, if you used all the money, I used all the money, so it's not a suffix anymore. I used it. I separated money chatos for oila and asham. And a shlomi. And lamais, I used all the money. I didn't use part of the money. So l'chayr shavadai be a din amila. Should be no question. Rashi is saying the only reason why there's no din amila is because I don't know where that... Rashi says, really, we'd like to throw the book at you. Sofik me'ila should be l'chumra. What does Rashi mean? Sofik deraisa l'chumra. Should go l'chumra. Rashi says, well, it's not really l'chumra, it's l'kula. Because you're going to bring a carbon meal in. So you can't bring a carbon meal in. So therefore we go to kula. So number one, if you use all the money, we don't have a shaila. Not only that, if you use two-thirds of the money, it's already should be enough. If you use more than the Dmei Shlomim, it should be enough. You don't have to use all the money. Just use more than one-third. If you use more than one-third of the money, you already cut chicken. They should get in a meal. That's number one. Number two, so pay. Pay. Why shouldn't you pay? You're telling me, well, I can't bring chulin into the Hazara. Rashi's saying, really? We should throw the book at you. Because l'chumra, we can't throw the book at you. Because if we throw the book at you, you're going to bring chulin l'Hazara. Okay. So don't throw the book. But just make me pay. Don't throw the whole book at me. Just be machmer where you can be machmer. Make me pay money. Why not? Unless we say that, I'm with some mechaver l'varaya. Perhaps it has to work the other way around. In other words, first we have to say l'hachmer on the carbon ocean. Once we say l'hachmer on the carbon ocean, then you have to pay. But if we're not going to say l'hachmer on the carbon ocean, then we'll go back to the rule of mammon, I'm with some mechaver l'varaya, by kachim also, which is a separate issue. But anyway, this is the problem here in Rashi. Two separate problems. The Mishnah clearly states that there's no din milah. That's why Tosfos' way of learning is much more glatt. Tosfos says, there's no milah because the whole thing could be shlama. That makes a lot of sense. So really, according to Tosfos, what it really means is, you didn't yet designate the me'olah. Hasn't been done yet. The only thing you designated was money that will go for Hekdish, potentially for Shlomim. So Mele, there's no Mele. Just like if the Shlomim was sitting in. So Tosis is very glad. Rashi is very difficult to understand where Rashi is coming from. And what's Pshat in Rashi? How does it work? So David Soloveitchik, Zazayin Gesund, in his Shiurim, he has an interesting approach. He wants to say that we learned earlier that in order for something to have me'ilah, it has to be called kotshe Hashem. That's why kotshim kalam, there's no din of me'ilah. Correct? There's no din of me'ilah at the beginning, because until you have zrika, which channels the emurim to the mizbeach, there's me'ilah. It's not called kotshe, it's kotshim, but it's not called kotshe Hashem. Kotshe Hashem is the next tier up. So kotshe kadoshim, right away are called kotshe Hashem. Kotshim Kalim are still on the bottom. They have to go up, they have to graduate to Kotshe Hashem. So Reb David Soloveitchik wants to say that the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos is whether an undefined Kedusha could be called Kotshe Hashem. Tosfos holds that an undefined Kedusha could also be called Kotshe Hashem. That's why Tosfos didn't understand why is there no din of me'ilah. There should be me'ilah. On the money of the island, it should be meal. Therefore, Tosfos said, it must be, it's possible to bring kuloi shlomi. That's how Reb David understands. The only way to get around for me'ilah is if I could use all the money for a shlomim, that makes sense. But once I have to use some of the money for a carbon island, there would be the me'ilah. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that if I have an undesignated oila, it's like kotchim kalim before zrika. It's not kotchi Hashem yet. Kotchi Hashem has to be clear. Kotchi Hashem can't be glazy. It has to be clear. And therefore, this fuzzy kedusha, which is, yeah, this could be an oila, that could be an oila, the other thing could be an oila, it's not kotchi Hashem. And that is Rashi's approach. That's what Reb David says. The problem with learning like Reb David is that why did Rashi need chulin bazor? Rashi didn't need such a fanciful Torah. Rashi could have just said, and therefore it's not kotshe Hashem. When Rashi says v'im toima, really according to Reb David, Rashi doesn't really have a kasha. Rashi says v'im toima, why do we go l'kul? He doesn't say v'im toima. But Rashi explains, why do we go l'kul and not l'chumra? So Rashi says, because otherwise it'll be chulin l'azor. According to Reb David, that's not the point. The point, the reason why there's no me'ila is because even the oil money that's here is not kosher Hashem. Because it's not designated. It's not 100% designated. Since it's not 100% designated, so it's not. There's no me'ila on it. So you don't have to come on to the fact that I may be bringing a carbon me'ila. And as we explained by Rashi doing that, he made things much more complicated for himself. According to Reb David, he could have learned very simple. There's no me'ila because it's not kodesh Hashem. Why is it not kodesh Hashem? Because one of the conditions of something being kodesh Hashem is that it's clear that this is kodesh Hashem. But if it's not clear that this is kodesh Hashem, this is kodesh Hashem, this is kodesh, it's not kodesh Hashem. It's not a suffix. And Rashi made things much more complicated by introducing a suffix. Rashi didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do it at all. So that's a significant problem with learning that way. Although it's a geschmack approach, it's a little difficult to put into the actual of Rashi, of the Mefarish here in the Sugya. Okay. So now, go back to the Inyan of Chatoyis HaMeses. Of the lack of Me'ila by Chatoyis HaMeses. We have here a significant machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Number one, for some reason, everybody knows Halacha Moshe Mitzinai means something which is a Kabbalah from Moshe, and not necessarily any Svara. There doesn't have to be any Svara to Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Rashi comes in our sugi, and he has the need to give us Svaras for the Chatoyis HaMeses. If you look at Rashi in the beginning, Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Perek, the Hani Havi Mehanoch He Chatois HaMeses. It's from the five that Chatois that die, and Rashi explains, Hanoch Gimel Meses LaOyla. They die no matter what, Bein Lifnei Kapor, Bein Lacha Kapor, whether the Bailam had a Kapor or not. And now Rashi starts giving explanations. Vlad Chatois LaHochi Meses. Vlad Chatas dies for the following reason. Sharei eino huuyo lekapor. Because it can't be used for a Chatas. Sheloi hifrisha metchilo lekach. Because one of the conditions for something to be worthy for a Chatas, it had to have been separated, designated for that purpose. Even within the framework of a Chatas. If I was mafresh something for a chelev, I can't use it for dam. Right? If I was mafresh eating a Chatas for eating chelev, I can't use it for dam. Even if I'm chayiv both, I can't, once it was designated, I can't. So Rashi says, the reason why Vlad Chatas can't be, goes lamisa, is because it can't be used for kapara. Why can't it be used for kapara? Because it wasn't designated as such. Then he goes to the next thing, Tmuras Chatas. Now he gives a whole elaborate stickle to it, which really the Gemara is mashma like him. Lochi Mesa. Sharei bo b'aveiro. It's a bo b'aveiro. The lo yomer ksiv. The whole tmura happened through an aver. So it's like a, Rashi seems to be saying it's like a mitzvah baba aver. Of course, all the achroinim ask on Rashi if it's a mitzvah baba aver. So tmura of all kabanas, you shouldn't bring on the mizbech. The halacha is normally tmura is brought on the mizbech. If Rashi is right that there's a problem of mitzvah baba aver, you shouldn't be allowed to bring in any carbon. Not dafka chatas. Tmuras oila, tmuras shlomim, tmuras toida. Shouldn't be allowed to bring on a mizbeach because of mitzvah babaveh. So Rashi's reason has a stickle fleck on it. V'chata shemesu ba'aleo nami locha mesin. The reason why he dies is the ain kapol mesin. Because you can't be mechaper for a dead person. And Rashi gives a ganze stickle to him. The misoson kipo aleim. Because the death is a kapol. So they don't need an additional kapor. If they would be, Rashi saying, then we would bring it. So Rashi is giving us different reasons for each one, why it goes l'mis. Ask the Briskerov, and really it's not, the Briskerov is not the first one to ask the question. What's Rashi busy giving us reasons? Some of the reasons we understand, some of the reasons we don't understand. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is that these five chatois go l'mis. What is Rashi busy giving us? Ganze shtikl chteira, mitzvah baba vera. The guy, dead guy, he got his kapara because he died. What's Rashi flying in the Himalayim? Just tell us, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Where then do we find Rashi coming in other sugyas by Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and giving us elaborate explanations of why Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is this way? What do we need it for? What's the point? So it's obvious that Rashi wants something here by giving us these fours. And in Tmura, Rashi does the very same thing. In Tmura, Rashi also goes through the whole shtickle to explain why this is Chatoyos HaMesis, when in fact it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Another interesting nekuda is that Rashi over here doesn't discuss what happens if you have redundancy in the reasons of why it should be Golem Misa. Let's say you have, it's a Tmura and it's Kippur Baalel, right? You have extra things. You have Ibrish Nasa and it's a Balmum. Extra layers. So Rashi says a very logical thing in Meseches Tmur. Rashi says, so then it definitely goes Lamis. If you have, these are five independent reasons why the Chatas goes to death. If you have two reasons, that's like saying a guy has a double death penalty so you don't kill him. I'm not going to kill him because I have two death penalties, so I'm not going to kill him. You have each one independently gives you a death penalty. See, kill him. That's Rashi. Tosfos argues. This Tosfos that I brought down in the Maamar Kamis, Tosfos here in Tmura. So Tosfos says, brings down Rashi. Pirush Rashi. He says as follows. Nimtzis acha b'ho moidu. Over here the Rabbanan would agree. Hoyul v'ika tarti l'reyusa. You have a double issue. Avdav and nimtzis balmum. That's it. Then he says, v'loy nihira. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says, I disagree. The mashma l'pirusha. From Rashi it would seem, the ribui reyuses. The more reyuses you have, the more problems you have, mivi anoysa l'misa. He says, v'ad rabbi. I also give a shmaitzim mashma ribu reyes and mivin oisel derir. And Tosfos goes through a whole shtickel Torah where he has proof. Doesn't give us any svara. The svara l'chayr is definitely like Rashi. Rashi is saying a very strong svara. If I have a chatas that has to go l'misa for one reason, and now there's a second reason that has to go l'misa, of course he could give it l'misa. Why not? Tosfos says, I have a mashmois in the Gemara not like Rashi. Even if we accept Tosfos Mashmois, but it's against the Svara. He says, Adarab. Tosfos says, if you have more problems, there's less of a reason that it should go L'Riyah, L'Misa, and more of a reason that we would let it graze. So what's going on? Why would that be the case? Why would you have it graze if it has more problems? L'Chayra, the grazing, means it has more Kedusha. That's the whole point of our sugya. Our Mishnah paskins that something which is l'misa ozla, there's no me'ila, right? And something which is l'riya, there is me'ila, because it's more kaddish. So Rashi is saying very simple, that when you have redundant reasons why it should go l'misa, definitely it has less kedusha, not more kedusha. So how in the world does Tosfos sell us the opposite? Tosfos is not only not buying into Rashi's svara, Tosfos is saying the opposite. Tosfos is saying if you have more problems, you're in better shape. That doesn't really logically make sense. The more problems this behemoth has, the better shape it's in. That's what Tosfos is telling us. And then it doesn't go l'misa, it goes l'riyah. Why? It's a stickle pelt. So it seems clear to me that there's a significant gap between the way Rashi learns and the way Tosfos learns the whole din of Chatas is L'misa Azla. Seems to be a major discrepancy between these two shittas. Tosfos obviously has one approach, and according to Tosfos, because the bottom line is, this is going to have to be a svar. This is not a halacha l'mashe misina. What you do when you have two reasons why it should go l'misa, it's not a halacha l'mashe misina. That's already a svar. The way Rashi understands, that's more of a reason it should go l'misa. And the way Tosfos understands, it's less of a reason. That's already not a machlokes in halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's a machlokes in svar. To know what that machlokes is between Rashi and Tosfos, why they argue in this prat. But it's obvious that they understand the din of l'misa. Wanted to also show the Olam a fascinating ritva in Yuma, which also puts a fresh spin on the din of Chatoyis HaMeses. The ritva discusses the Gemara in Yuma here on Daf Samachayim and Aleph, where the discussion here in the Gemara is whether you could use a carbon from one year for the next year. Could you use a carbon, we're talking about here carbon tzibur, could you use a carbon tzibur that was designated for one year for another year, right? Anyway, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Sirim, Pavasor on Yom Kippur. So the Ritva asks a simple question. The Ritva over here says like this, Vim Toimar, that's a completely different story, says Tosfos. The parvasor of Yom HaKippurim is a chatas, right? It's chatas tzibur, right? So the parvasor of Yom Kippur, says the Ritva, if you're holding after Yom Kippur, it's from the chatois hamesos. So halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that if it's niskapu balel, if the bailam got a kapara, it goes to misa. Right? End of story. So the Ritva is asking, this has nothing to do with the shail if you could use carbon from Tovshin Samachtes to Tovshin Ayib. That's one shail. If you have a carbon tzibur that was designated for Tovshin Samachtes, could it be used for the year Tovshin Ayib? That's a shail on its own. The Ritva says, you can't apply that to the power of the Sor of Yom Kippur not being able to be used the following year. That you won't be able to do anyway. Because since it's a chatos, and the tzibur got a kapara already, that's it. It goes l'mitza. That's the Ritva's problem. It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara brings in parvasa Yom Kippur like it's one of the rest of the karbonos, as though we'd be able to use it next year. Comes the Ritva, listen to this. Says the Ritva, v'yesh loimar. All of a sudden, the Ritva gives us svaris. The mistame loy omro halocha do ozlo chatos lemisa elo hecha de lesle takanto b'hakrov. The Torah would have never said the halocha l'moshe m'sinai that it calls lemisa unless it's unworthy to have a kapor. Tum yud chatos yochid. Obviously, by chatos yochid, if the Bailam already had a kapara, you're not going to tell him, oh, you know what? Wait till you do another avirah. Obviously. But the power of Soya and Kippur you bring every year. So the Ritva is saying, so it has a function. Once it has a function, there's no din that it goes l'misa. Fascinating. So the Ritva also is telling us, it's not stam halacha Moshe m'Sinai, chatos shekippur baleo, goes l'misa. It's a function of not being able to do anything with the carbon. So the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is just telling you that since the carbon reached a particular dead end, literally, it's a dead end. The end is that it dies. But it reflects a dead end. That's what it reflects. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's the understanding that the Ritva has. And the Ritva builds it out of the Gemara. Because if this is not the understanding, then the Gemara in Yuma makes no sense. The Gemara in Yuma says, if you're able to use a carbon from one year to the next year, then you should also be able to use the parvasoy the next year. What do you mean? What's the shaykhis? Parvasoy goes l'misa. Says the Ritva, you got it mixed up. It's not that there's a chatois hamesis go l'misa. It's really halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what to do a behemoth that can't be used for these reasons. But if it could be used, then that's not part of the Chatoyis HaMeses. Later, Ritval learns this. It sounds like a chiddush nifla. It's a beferish gemara. That's stating the gemara. We understand why Rashi and our sugi were struggling to understand what's wrong with them. Rashi had to explain why is a vlad chatas no good? Why is a tmuris chatas no good? Because if it's good, then it should be like the Pavasar of Yom Kippur. If it would have been able to be used, the Gemara says in Yuma, it wouldn't go Lamisa. So Rashi had to explain. Because the Halacha Moshe Mesinai wasn't Stam Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's what you do with a carbon that's not usable for these reasons. Now we understand Rashi so simple. Comes Rashi and Rashi says, if that's the case, if the carbon reached the dead end for two reasons, of course it goes Lamisa. You're in a dead end now from both sides. You're a Mavli Sosim. So you're in better shape. You're worse shape. If the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is reflective of the animal reaching a particular dead end, so Rashi says, Kol Shekein. There's two Reyeses. Of course it goes Lamisa. What would be the reason why not? Tosfos, I believe, has a whole different approach. Tosfos learns there's Halacha Moshe Mesinai that these five chatois go lemisa. That's the way Tosfos understands. And if the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is that these five chatois go lemisa, it's a form of dinei hakom. Just like a chatas normally has to be brought on the mizbeach and you have to spritz the blood and the kohanim have to eat it. So this chatas, there's Halacha Moshe Mesinai that this chatas goes lemisa. But misa is a form of conclusion. Not a dead end. It's a conclusionary step of the Korban Chatas. So in other words, every Chatas has two possible conclusions. One is to be Mechaper for the Bailim. There's another conclusion. Misa. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai is saying, that in fact is the Tachlis of the Korban. It goes L'misa Azla. That's its Avoida, as though. I'm not calling it a regular Avoida, but I call it a Tachlis. That's the Tachlis of the Chatas. It's not an avoider because if it would actually be, first of all, it's not avoider because it's not avoider because dying is not an avoider. It's not an avoider because it would be avoider, then you can argue and say till it dies there should be meila. If it's still waiting, avoider. Okay, but it's not avoider anyway. It's a tachlis. It's a tachlis of this chatas. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says, when do we say that the misa is the tachlis of it? That's fine in a case where it's one of the five chatois hamesis. But if it has an additional flaw, then it's not even worthy to have a tachlis of a chatas altogether. Now it goes l'riyah. You follow? According to Rashi, that's why Rashi and Tosfos are opposite ends. Because it all depends on how you learn the din of l'misa. If you learn that the din of l'misa reflects a tachlis, a constructive purpose of the korban, so that's Tosfos' approach. And that's why Tosfos learns that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai was only said with his one Reyes. Reyes is a lower level. Reyes basically means the whole Chatas function is gone. We're going to use it now for an oiler. The Chatas purpose is out the window. Tosfos says, so the Torah was Machadish, a tremendous Chiddush. So really, the way you have to view it is like this. According to Tosfos, the Chiddush of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Chomesh Chatois HaMesis is not that it's that you get rid of it. It's that it has a tachlis as a chatas. It still has a tachlis. Goes lemis. That's its tachlis. What is that? According to Rashi, this I would even go so far to say there's a ritzui. There's a ritzui from this chatas. The ritzui of this chatas is it goes lemis. Just like you have Purim and Isrofim, you have karbonis that the conclusion is not an avoda. You can have a paraduma. So basically the chatas has such a conclusion that it goes lemisa. According to Rashi, it's a destructive end. You're destroying it. You're getting rid of it because it has no function. So Rashi says if that's the case and it's malfunctioning for two reasons, kol shekein that it goes lemisa. The misa is only a reflection of the malfunctioning of the chatas, as Rashi explains in our Mishnah. This is all problems the chatas has. It can't get a kapora. It can't get a kapora for this reason. It can't get a kapora for that reason. So now if you have five reasons why you can't get a kapora, noch besser. Toysus says, no, that's not the pshat. The struggle we're going to have with Toysus is how we'll learn the Gemara and Yuma. That we'll see. The Gemara and Yuma maybe we'll see as another approach. It could be that the whole halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, according to Toysus, of Chatoris HaMeses, is only by a Korban Yochid. It wasn't even said by Tzibur in this regard that it should have that it should go l'misa. We'll see. We'll discuss what Tosfos Shita is. But now at least we understand clearly Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now it would come out the way we're learning that there are two reasons why there's no Me'ila between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, there's no Me'ila by Chatoris HaMeses, because there's no longer an Avoida. In order for there to be Me'ila, there has to still be an Avoida. So even though it still has a Toelas, it still has a function, because Lamisa is a function, right? Doesn't matter. There's no Din of Me'ila because it's not awaiting another Avoida. It is awaiting for something to happen to it. And that's part of the process of the Chatas HaMeses. According to Rashi, on the other hand, the lack of Me'ila is reflective, and the reason why, l'moshel by an osham, by a nitik l'ria, there is Me'ila, even though it's a lower level Kedusha, because it is waiting and avoiding. You follow the chatos that's waiting to graze, get a mum, be redeemed, and then go for a oila, then go for an adova. That, there is Me'ila, because that potentially is waiting for an avoida. The chatos that goes to Misa, even though it could be on a higher level, but since it's not awaiting an avoda anymore, so there's no Me'ila according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the lack of Me'ila is not due to the fact that there's no avoda. It's due to the fact that it's like a kachim shemesim. It's like it's dead already, because the death is not a tachlis of the carbon, right? So therefore, according to Rashi, just like Kochim Shemesu, there's no Din of Me'ila because they have no Toelas. Nothing, right? So therefore, they have no function. So once there's zero function, so according to Rashi, there's zero function. According to Tosfos, there is a function. Shigol Misa. But since there's no longer an Avoida left to be done, so that's why there's no Din of Me'ila. Now, this will Memela translate to us now in the sugya of that we started with the kinim. Like I said, now we understand clearly where Tosfos was coming from and where Rashi was coming from, and why Rashi started the whole sugya with his akdoma that this is a svach. This is a svach of Techa Tosfos HaMeses. Because Rashi is teaching why there's no Me'ila. That's taka why there's no Me'ila too. Because there's no Toelas. It could actually be. And this goes back to the question that we discussed earlier, which is, we know by Me'ila there are two functions. One function of Me'ila, one aspect of Me'ila is Gezel, as we discussed last week. And one aspect of Me'ila is the fact that you were the Isser, not Mammon, the Isser of Nenem and Ahekdesh. And we discussed that they're both together. Last week we discussed in detail what happens when they break up from each other. If you have to satisfy each one independently, that was the whole yisoid that we discussed last week. Okay, now, according to Tosfos, let's first go Rashi. According to Rashi, the reason why there's no Me'ila here by Chatos is because it's like Kachim Shemes. He has no Toelos anymore. So Rashi really has exhausted both reasons for there to be Me'ila. Number one, there's no Gezel, because it has no Tachlis anymore, for Hekdesh. It's like it's dead already, there's no Tachlis. Right? And number two, since it's not Oymed for any Avoida, so there's no carbon aspect of Me'ila, as we discussed last week. Both have been exhausted, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, really, the carbon part of the Me'ila was Batel, because there's still a Tachlis. What? Misa. Misa is still a function that it's waiting for Hekdesh. So at this point, Hekdesh still has an interest. That's what we'll call it. Hekdesh has an interest in this carbon. According to Tosfos, Hekdesh has an interest in Chatois HaMeisos. According to Rashi, Hekdesh has no interest in Chatois HaMeisos. It could very well be that Rashi would have argued with Tosfos. If Rashi would have understood like Tosfos, Chatois HaMeisos, he would have said there's a din of Me'ilah too. Because since it has a tachlis, still, we can't call it Nasus Mitzvosei. Rashi would say there's still maybe a din of Me'ilah. Rashi may actually hold, not only does Rashi have a raya from the Sugya and Yuma that I discussed, Rashi could be actually holds in the din of Me'ilah. There's also a raya. Because Rashi would hold, if death of the chatas is a purpose, is a function of the carbon, then there would still be Me'ilah. Al-Gezel, even if there's no longer avoida. So what? There's no formal avoida left, but there's still a tachlis. We spoke about this by Trumas Hadeshen as well. There's still a tachlis. And out of the tachlis, there would still be a din of Me'ilah. So Rashi may very well hold that in order for the din Me'ilah to fall off, even from Kodesh Kedoshim, it has to be that there's no more tachlis of this carbon. So long that there's still a tachlis from this carbon for Hekdesh, there would still be a din Me'ilah. And that's why, in other words, what I'm telling you is that Rashi not only has the Gemara in Yuma to support his way of understanding it, he may very well hold that our Mishnah alone is part of the idea. Tosfos, on the other hand, could very well argue with Rashi, and Tosfos would hold that that's not the case. When you have something which is a korban, and the din me'ilah falls off because there's no longer avoida left of this korban, then the din me'ilah of this korban on the monetary end is also expired. It falls off together. And that's why, even though Tosfos holds Misa is a Mila, like it's Muchach from Tosfos Shita, he could still hold that the Me'ilah falls off, because once the Me'ilah falls off from the carbon aspect of it, because there's no longer Avoida, the monetary din also falls off, which is very much tied into what we discussed. Now, if you learn that the monetary part and the carbon part are intertwined, and the din me'ilah has to go together in such a case, we very much understand Tosfos' continuation. Tosfos therefore holds, if you have something which has not yet been designated, it's mamish the opposite of really Reb David's way of learning. But Tosfos learns that there cannot be a din me'ilah that's independent of the carbon aspect. They go together. Just like by Chatois HaMeisos. Once the carbon me'ilah falls off, the monetary me'ilah falls off as well. It works the other way as well too. The carbon and the me'ilah have to go together, the monetary and the me'ilah. Tosfos therefore holds that so long that mitzad the hilchas carbon, right now, this money that you have here, is roy to bring a carbon shlomim from this money. So als the carbon chelek, it has not yet been designated as something that's in the parish of Me'ilah. Right? Mitzad the hilchas carbon. So now there can't be a din Me'ilah separately, independently, monetarily. There can't be a din Me'ilah. Because it has not yet been designated. Mele, when Tosfos says you could bring from all of its shlomim, I don't believe that Tosfos necessarily, even though his words are, when you read it, his words definitely read that way. He says, "Mipnei shein ruyin lovoi kulam shlomim, im yirtze yavi kol amois l'shlomim v'kotshim kalim les bu me'ilah." That's what Tosfos says, right? It sounds like from Tosfos that you could bring all the money for Me'ilah, for Shlomim if you'd like. Right? But there's a major kasha that Konas Ezra asks on Tosfos. We know that Kodshim is Chal B'machshov, Kol Nediv Lev Oilos. So he asks very simple. The guy knows what he had Kavona. If he had Kavona to also bring an Oiler from this money, so now he has to bring an Oiler. Because it's Chal B'machshov. See, even though he didn't designate it yet, but he in his heart, he knows if he had in mind he's going to bring an oiler too. So now he's limited. He has to bring an oiler from this money. Ask the Kakonis Ezra, how could Toysus say there's no Mehila? So I want to say differently. Toysus really doesn't mean any different than Rashi. All, since he hasn't designated which money goes where, right now, else the money, it's all Roy for a Korban Shlomo. It's true, he has an obligation, else himself, a Gavra, to use some of the money for an oiler. But if you look at the money, all of the money is Roy for a Korban Shlomo. So therefore, there can't yet be a din me'ila mitzad the carbon. Monetarily, conceptually, we could say there's me'ila, because there is some money you're going to have to use for an oila. But as we explained, Toysus holds there's no me'ila. Monetary that's flying in the luft. Money that's just flying in the air, there's no din me'ila. It has to be tied into the carbon. And therefore, Toysus holds that since all the money now is worthy for a shlomim, all and any of it, therefore, there can't be mila. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that there's monetary mila, and there's mila monetarily, and there's also mila mitzad hilchos korban. So Rashi has a problem. The bottom line is you have money here that's going for an oil. And that's why Rashi is bothered. What happens to the money of the oil that's here? Right? And that's Rashi's whole issue. Of that there should actually be aloch of mila on the monetary chelik of the money, there should be aloch of mila. There actually should be. And therefore, mitzad that, there should be a korban. There should even be a korban mila. It should be everything. Because there is money here, that is roy, and that's what Rashi asks. Ask Rashi, my time was a lakula? Why taka do we go lakula? We should go lakula. So Rashi says, the Amrit Kulam Ruyin Lahavi Ayla Ika Mila Bakul. Mikomokam Dmei Shlomim Ika Benayu Tainim Bnei Mila. Vimaisi Alayu Korba Mila Ishtokach Tekamaisi Chulam Azara. Hilkach Lakula Loinanim Vilimayel. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, it's Lakula Loinanim Vilimayel. So I want to tell you a very simple thing. Rashi is saying very simple. Rashi would agree. If somebody would have Anoah, from all the money, bevasachas, from all the money, bevasachas, there would be a din of mila. Because then you have the mamonistic din. According to Toysvist, there won't be a mamonistic mila. Because so long that there's not a carbon here, then there's no mila. But Rashi would ain't a chanami hold that way. Rashi is just saying, if you're nana from the money independently, There's no chelik of this money that you could bring a carbon meal on, because on each bit of the money, you could say this is going for the shlomim. So therefore, you can't bring a carbon meal on independent hanois. And that would apply to each redundant hano that you're going to have. You have hano, okay, so that, there's no meal. Now you have hano from here. You have nothing on which you could be mafresh or shamilas. Because there was no pu'ula that you did, that in the pu'ula, there was a ma'isa mila. So therefore, you can't be, that's what I said, I explained. If let's say you took all the money, and you used all the money, that b'vasachas, then Rashi would agree. B'vasachas. Yeah. If you did it b'vasachas, ain't a chanami. So what I'm telling you is that the reason why Toysus wasn't struggling like Rashi is because Toysus held you need a korban for there to be mila. Just the opposite. That's why Toysus held by Chatas Hamesis there's no mila, even though it still has a tachlis, because the korban chelik was bottled. But Rashi himself, who holds the monetary part, is still independent, so he couldn't use Toysus for it. The bottom line is if there's money of an oiler here, that should be mila. So Rashi explains in a chanami. There would be. But each independent money can't be mechayev yumila. Because of the din of chulam bazov. Then we'll see, we have a separate din, which we'll talk about next week. Whenever there's no carbon mila, there's no mila in the moment either. But that's a separate issue. In other words, once the Torah says you're potter from a carbon mila, now you don't have to pay the money either. That we'll talk about next week. But the bottom line is, I would really learn the opposite of a little bit the opposite that Reb David is learning, and that is that according to Tosfos, Adarabba, Tosfos would really hold the reason why there's no Mila here is because it's not designated. Because Tosfos holds the Mila and the carbon go together. And once one falls off, the other one falls off. Kol Shekain, it's not Chal independently. Rashi under the part of, therefore, that forced Rashi to learn that Chatoyis HaMesois means there's no Tachlis to Hekdesh, because if there would be, it would still be a Momonistic Adin of Me'ilah. And when he continued on to the next Mishnah, he had a problem, because over there you really have money of an Oyla. And that's why Rashi had to explain that there's a problem of bringing Me'ilah on each independent money, because it would be Chulun Lazar. Okay, we'll stop here.